Welcome to this podcast about Jackass Creek and Sinquillone Wilderness State Park in California. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by an automated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and dozens of embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Jackass Creek flows generally west for 2.5 miles to the Pacific Ocean, about 18 miles north-northwest of Westport and 14 miles southeast of Shelter Cove, California. The creek originates at an elevation of about 1,400 feet on the western flank of Jackass Ridge and drains a watershed of approximately 3,458 acres. The upper reaches of the watershed are owned by the Intertribal Sinquillone Wilderness Council, while the lower parts of both the main stem and the North Fork of Jackass Creek lie within Sinquillone Wilderness State Park. The abandoned town of Wheeler is situated 0.5 miles upstream from the mouth of the creek. Historically, logging and road building in the watershed likely contributed to the decline of coho salmon in the creek. Prior to 1890, logging along California's north coast was a slow process, accomplished with simple hand tools. Production was generally limited to areas where the topography allowed transport via waterways and ox teams. Jackass Creek is so remote that logging likely didn't occur there until the early 20th century, when lumber companies began consolidating. In 1949, the Wolf Creek Timber Company purchased the land from Weyerhaeuser and built the town of Wheeler to support logging operations from 1948 to 1959. Wheeler was destroyed by a freak storm in 1960 and was never rebuilt. Georgia Pacific bought the property in 1973 and used cable yarding to extract trees from the rugged terrain. In 1975, Sinquillone Wilderness State Park began acquiring the land. The Sinquillone Wilderness State Park stretches approximately 19 miles along the coastline. It takes its name from the native Sinquillone tribe. Bordered by the Pacific Ocean to the west and the King Range National Conservation Area to the north, the lack of major roads and highways has led to its nickname, the Lost Coast. The park covers around 7,800 acres and features steep slopes heavily wooded with Douglas fir forests on the west side and tanbark oak woodlands inland. It also contains several groves of old-growth coastal redwoods. The western boundary consists of sandy beaches and steep rocky headlands. Recreational opportunities include hiking, backpacking, horseback riding, limited mountain biking, camping, and beachcombing. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including dozens of links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.